From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Maybe you thought it was only little kids who count half ages, 5 1/2, 10 3/4. Well, not so. 70 1/2 is when mandatory withdrawals from 401ks and other tax-deferred retirement accounts kick in. The oldest members of the baby boom generation are hitting that age this year. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more on what that means for the financial services industry.
The baby boom generation holds about $10 trillion in tax-deferred retirement and savings accounts. As that money gets paid out, it's not being replaced at the same rate.
We do see a negative net flow. There's more money going out to the older people than there is coming in from the younger people.
Alicia Manel is the director of the Center for Retirement Research. While investment companies may make less in fees, the bigger shock may come for the 401k account holders.
I think many individuals are just going to be totally surprised that they have to pay taxes on their pile. They thought that it was entirely theirs, and now they're going to find out that only 3/4 or 2/3 of it is theirs.
The mandatory withdrawals only amount to a small percent per year, and you don't have to spend the money you take out. Olivia Mitchell is the director of the Pension Research Council at the University of Pennsylvania.
You can put it in a bank account, you can put it in a brokerage account, or you could buy an annuity.
In place of 401ks, Mitchell says investment managers could convince clients to simply reinvest their withdrawals in other products. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.